Good morning, everyone. This is Sal, Sally, and this is the first podcast of You Only Need Three Legs. As you may recall, in 2016, June, almost 3 years ago, I came out with the first version of the book, and now I'm getting ready to come out 3 years later with the second version and also starting the podcast. So today is the first version and episode of the podcast. So hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a quick and short one. I'm in San Antonio today, visiting my in-laws, and I want to talk a little about gratitude. We all can complain about how things are not appropriate and not the way we want them to be in our jobs, in our personal relationships, with our kids, with our families, with the work environment, with our neighbors, and so on and so forth. Instead, we can be grateful for what we have. We can be grateful for being able to get out of bed every day and being able to walk about and do things. We can be grateful for the amazing sunrise and sunset. We can be grateful for the flowers and the trees and the birds. And I'm not saying that you need to turn a blind eye to the fact that your current situation is not where you want it to be. What I'm saying is to understand that there is scope for improvement and there is room for improvement, and to take the steps to get you from your as-is state to your to-be state. But not to feel down and depressed and be ungrateful that you're not where you want to be. Be grateful that you realize that you're not where you want to be and that you're taking the steps to get you there, and that God is working in your life, and that things will happen, maybe not in your timeline, but in His. Gratitude will generate happiness and peace of mind. And that will result in you having the right thoughts and the right feelings, which in turn will drive the right behaviors. It seems simple, but it's difficult, because human nature tends to always make us compare where we are to others. And while there's nothing inherently wrong in doing that, what is wrong is the way it makes you feel, that you're inferior or less than anybody else. Each of us has our own strengths. Each of us has our own purpose. Figure that out. What is your purpose? What are your values? How are you different to everybody else? Be proud of your differences. Don't try to hide them. You don't have to fit in. You don't have to try so hard. Remember, we have a lot to be grateful for. Thank you.